You can't go through life with your eyes closed. I don't know where I'm heading. My life has no direction at the moment. I set out to be a doctor, but I liked English so much that I became an English teacher. You want to know where we're going to be this Christmas? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. It's only May now. After I graduated, I was at a crossroads, and I didn't know which way to go. Sometimes we have to just move on and forget about what happened. Her life took an unexpected direction. Those are all images of how life is a journey. But is it? Or is life really a balloon? We start small, then we fill up, expand, we grow large, and then slowly the air begins its steady, persistent departure. And before you know it, we're small again. We have accepted the metaphor that life is a journey. It's entered our consciousness so much that we don't even question it. United Airlines, life is a journey, travel it well. Nissan, life is a journey, enjoy the ride. General Motors, life is a journey, enjoy the ride with a General Motors reward card. And from the chorus of "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother," it's a long, long road from which there's no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share? Isaac Asimov updated the metaphor vividly. Life is a journey, but don't worry. You'll find a parking spot at the end. So when we think of these images, obviously we think of a destination which makes life a journey. We speak of our children getting off to a good start. We describe people as making their way. People worry about whether they're getting anywhere and about giving their lives some direction. People who know where they're going are generally admired. Several weeks ago, I talked about Robert Frost's great poem, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that's made all the difference." All of these complete the metaphor that life is a journey. Metaphors are powerful. Before he became famous for his political writings, George Lakoff, a linguist at the University of California, Berkeley, wrote with Mark Johnson, "Metaphors We Live By." It's an interesting analysis of how we are inclined to think metaphorically. Metaphors are not just poetry, not something we learn in a class, but in fact, the way we think. Life can be seen as an ocean voyage across unknown depths where storms occasionally toss us about. We seek the safety of calm shores. There's an old bluegrass song that tells us that life is like journeying on a mountain railway, with tunnels, dangerous curves, and the need, therefore, for a skilled engineer. Some people speak of life as more like a wheel, taking us through the circularity of change. Life can be seen as a spiral, leading us on in our growth toward maturity. The movie character Forrest Gump, do you remember? Remember what old Forrest says? His mother taught him this. "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you will get." Every now and then you get the really nasty hard caramel that's been sitting there in the box for like a year and a half. And but then there are others, those soft, delicious nougat flavors. We don't really know. We open the box and there we are. There's a wonderful short poem, or prose work, depending on your definition. "There's a Hole in My Sidewalk, Autobiography in 5 Short Chapters" by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the street, there is a deep hole in the sidewalk, I pretend that I don't see it, I fall in again. I can't believe I am in this same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit now. But my eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. We think metaphorically, and perhaps as Unitarian Universalists, what we need to say is that for each one of us, life is a multiplicity of things. It is a journey. It is a growing deeper in wisdom and love. Sometimes it is a shrinking, a drawing into ourselves. Sometimes it is expansive and joyful. Sometimes it is like that ocean voyage that we really don't want to take, a cruise we signed up for and then hesitate. And then sometimes it seems like somebody has pushed us into a race we never really wanted to run. Life is all these things. Life is struggle. Life is triumph. Life is a journey. Life is standing in place and growing like a tree, growing deeper with our roots going down and our branches rising to meet the sun. Life is all these things and more. For ourselves and for our children, we just don't want us to be told or to tell in turn that life is just one thing, only one thing, only one way to live it, one way to cope with it, one way to understand it. That's not who we are as a faith community and as a people. Life is many things, and in the course of a lifetime, it is many things to each one of us. For our coming-of-age students and our bridgers, life is beginning, unfolding. May for all of us, it unfold in love.